And as usual at this time, I'm delighted to welcome the smiling face of Francis Clamp with the story concerning an airman who was forced to bail out over Brentwood during the Battle of Britain. So who was this airman, Francis, and what is his story?
Right. Well, the year was 1940. It was September, and the Battle of Britain was raging in the skies above our countryside. Today, we're going to hear something about one of those brave pilots who fought to keep our country safe. Desmond Fopp was born in 1920, near Adelaide in South Australia. But after the death of his father, he settled in Bristol with his English mother. After training as a pilot with the RAFVR, he joined 19 Squadron shortly after the outbreak of World War II. This was based at Debnam in Essex, and at that time it was being re-equipped with Hurricanes, the plane the young pilot was soon to be flying. The squadron fought throughout the Battle of Britain with notable success. Then, on September the 3rd, 1940, his section of four Hurricanes was scrambled. Their mission was to intercept 200 enemy aircraft as they approached East London. Flying a Hurricane, Sergeant Fopp, as he then was, led his group in a head-on attack to disperse the bombers. He was responsible for damaging a Dornier bomber shortly before his ammunition ran out. At that point, his aircraft was attacked by three of the escorting German fighters. His aircraft caught fire, and although suffering from severe burns, he managed to bail out and landed in a field on a Brentwood farm. Local people saw what had happened, but assumed that the wrecked plane belonged to the enemy. They arrived in force, ready to attack the injured pilot. Apparently, it was only the quick thinking of the farmer's wife that saved him from being even more seriously damaged by over-enthusiastic Brentwoodians. Desmond was removed to the Cottage Hospital in Ingrave Road, where he was treated for severe burns and temporary blindness. At that time, he was only recognisable by his Australian accent and rather colourful language. Fortunately, the staff contacted Sir Archibald Mackindo, who used saline baths and olive oil to help with his healing process. This was remarkably successful, and just a few months later the invalid was well enough to return to flying duty. At this point, his connection with Brentwood ended, but his very distinguished war service continued. He rose to the rank of squadron leader. Desmond Fopp died at the age of 85 in 2005. His life story is one of exceptional bravery, and we can feel proud that at least a small part of that story took place in Brentwood. And I'm grateful to Desmond's son, Dr. Michael Fopp, for much of this information.
Now, Francis, I think the other interesting thing here, as I understand it, is that his father was actually a first-generation Australian, but he came from Prussian extraction, so it must have been a bit difficult.
Yes, I believe he did. But, of course, by that time he would have been accepted as an Australian with a strong Australian accent.
Well, apparently. Yes. Colourful language, yes. And do you know anything more about what happened? Presumably after the war he was demobbed. Do you know what he did then?
No, I think he continued in the Air Force.
Oh, right.
So, very distinguished service all the way through.
Yes.
But, if anybody up there knows any more about this story, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And his son is a doctor, and where does he live, do you know?
I'm not sure. I've only communicated with him, actually, by email.
It's all right. I'm asking you all sorts of questions and putting you on the spot. I didn't mean to do that. Well, actually, I did.
I'm used to it.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. It's a fascinating story, I have to say. And what have you got lined up for us next week?
Now, next week, I'm going to Billericay High Street in the 1950s. So that's going to be a difficult one to research.
Well, it most certainly is. That's right. You're not going to give me any more clues as to exactly what you're doing in Billericay High Street and why.
Well, I'm enjoying myself going into the shops.
All right, fair enough. Right, okay, we shall have to wait and see what happens. I'm not going to be able to research much of this, as you rightly say. Anyway, we'll go back to music. Thank you.